Maureen, now from present-day concerns, we take a huge leap back 600 years to take a closer look at a historical document that helped shape the country's future development. In 1409, Wenceslas IV, King of Bohemia, was in a tight spot. He had already been imprisoned several times by his own advisers and was being undermined by those in his kingdom with different religious views. So what did he do? Well, he commissioned a document which gave his opponents less of a say. The Kutna Hora, or Gutenberg Decree, is seen by some historians as the first ever Czech nationalist document. It gave Czechs sitting on the Council of Charles University in Prague more votes than their Saxon, Polish and Bavarian counterparts combined. Rosie Johnson spoke to historian Marek Durchansky from Charles University to find out more.
The Gutenberger Decree was the charter that assured for the so-called Czech nation at university three voices of four. That means that members of the so-called Czech nation had a better possibility to influence the fate of university at all.
And what was its concrete effect upon Charles University here in Prague? Can you see results of the Kutná Hora decree straight away?
We can see it in two ways. It had some good consequences for the members of Czech university nation, but on the other way, it pushed the university to some kind of provincialism, because it caused exodus of foreign members of the university and university staff. In the end, it led to founding of a university in Leipzig.
So why was the decree written in the first place? Is it to do with somehow fortifying King Wenceslas IV's rule or sort of strengthening his role in the Czech lands?
In releasing the decree, the king affiliated his interests with the interests of Czech university nation. The king wanted to get back his title of the Roman king. And he wanted to be said that in his lands he rules to no heretics. And in the university, the foreign nations didn't want to confirm that such situation is. But we can see it also as a part of broader development. We can talk about the nationalism in middle-age universities. Also at universities in other European countries, we can see in later years similar forms of development.
The document itself, the Kutná Hora decree, is now on display in Prague. Is it still important to know about to this day? Does it have any importance in 600 years on from the time that it was written?
It had a big influence in the times of Czech nationalist movement in 19th century and beginning of the 20th century, when the Czech character of the university was underlined by the speakers of the interest of Czech nation, especially during the times of dividing the university to German and Czech part.
Marek Durchansky from Charles University, and he was speaking there to Rosie Johnson. Well, you can go and see the original document alongside other paraphernalia from Charles University at the Klamgalas Palace on Prague's Husova Street. The decree is on display as part of the Prague Student Exhibition, which runs until February 1st.